So this is the CWG-ISTP webinar on the ANA transition process. And today is the 4th of November. Okay, that's it.
Yes, well, thank you, Christina. Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining this call. Or this webinar. My name is Lise Fuhr. I'm the CEO of the Danish Registry, DK Hostmaster, and I'm one of the five members of the CWG. Well, we're having this webinar to give an introduction for you to the IANA stewardship transition and, more important, to the survey regarding the transition that has been sent out. And the survey is made by it's a coalition of the five members and the regional organizations, and we had comments during from other peoples to the survey before it was sent out. And well, it's quite important for the five CCTLD members in the CWG, which I will explain you much more about later in this presentation, to get your opinion so we can ensure a solution that takes in all the aspects that you want us to do into account in the solution that we bring forward to NTIA, the American teleregulation body. I think you should feel free to ask questions during the presentations or comment. You can raise your hand, and there is a button on the top of this page where you can do that. But if you do ask questions or a comment, please state your name and affiliation. If you're a guest, you can state you're a guest. It's not that it's very formal, just nice to know who you're talking to, but if you want to be anonymous, that's fine too. Well, the background of this whole issue is that the U.S. regulator NTIA announced in March that they would hand over the stewardship of IANA to the global internet community. And well, the IANA functions are, we have domain names, we have IP addresses, we have protocols. And they are to be handed over and supervised by the global internet community. Bye. And the entire NTIA had a transition. Well, had indicated that the transition proposal should have broad community support, and that's why we're talking to all you today to try to reach out to as many as possible. And it has to have to follow four principles that are very important. It has to support and enhance the multi-stakeholder model. Even more important is that it has to maintain the security, stability, and resiliency of the Internet DNS, and I think that's what we all want to ensure. And it has to meet the needs and expectation of global customers of the IANA service and maintain the openness of the Internet. And furthermore, NTIA made very clear that they didn't want a government to be the oversight, or the solution should not be only led by governments. It should be on the multi-stakeholder model. Well, who were selected for the CWG, the Cross-Community Working Group? I have trouble with Adobe right now. I don't know if that's for everyone. Oh, here it comes again. Well, in September, there was a call for volunteers to the Cross-Community Working Group that are to develop an IANA stewardship transition proposal. And there was 9 candidates, and 5 were selected. We have 3 CCNSL members. Eric Ariate from Peru, Vika Misana from South Africa, and Stefan Johnson from Sweden. And then we have two non-CCNSL member, where I am one of them. I'm from Denmark.dk. And we have Paul Kane. And you're from many places, but English. what and why is why and what is CWG? Well, CWG is a cross-community working group that has 19 members, and it's built on a charter that was made by there's this group that was selected to do a charter or to bring forward the proposals, and there's a charter that describes the framework for this working group. And the CWG is 19 members that are elected from the different ACs and SOs that are the groups within ICANN. And some of them are like, I'm not a part of a CCNSO group. I participate in ICANN meetings, but I'm not specifically in the CCNSO. So there's been members elected from outside the ICANN organizations and members that are within. And everyone is free to be a part of this group. That's why we have 84 participants. And everyone can speak, but if it comes to voting, it might be only the members that vote. But we try to have a consensus-based dialogue, and so far everyone is working on equal terms. Jonathan Robinson from the GNSO group is a co-chair together with me. And we represent the naming community in this. One of the very important things in the charter is that we're obliged to consult with you on themes and issues that you want us to put in a draft and what requirements you have. So this is also why we're doing this webinar and many other webinars. And you can read more about the link below. You can read more about the CWG and the charter in the link below. So, and what needs to be the outcome? Well, there's been a request for proposal. That's also a framework that tells us what deliverables need to be there. It's not what the content is, but more we need. There needs to be a description of the use of the IANA functions today, and there needs to be a description of the existing pre-transition arrangement. What is the policy today? What is the oversight and the accountability? So this has been set down as a task for this group to come up with. And point one and two is more historical. What are we doing today? And then you have number three, that's the proposed post-transition oversight and accountability arrangement. That is the actual proposal for how do we want IANA to look in the future. And we have there needs to be an assessment of what are the implications of the proposal. So what we propose might have some implication on governance structure, on policy, whatever. And that needs to be assessed in number four. And number five is that we need to ensure that the proposal meets the requirements from the NTIA. That was the one I was talking about earlier. And then we need to explain the community process. How have we consulted you? How has the draft been made, and etc. So, in order to consult you, we have made the five CCTLD members have made a survey that I'll go through in a short while. And we've tried to translate these into as many languages as possible in order to reach as many people as possible. And all submissions will be reviewed and analyzed. And, well, as I say, it's input from you that's going on to the cross-community group. Well, at the moment we have this survey sent out, and webinars are the main channels for you to give input. But of course you can also send us emails, and I have email addresses later in this presentation. And it's all the discussions that are done in the CWG are online, so you can follow the different threads of discussions. And if you have any interest or any questions, please feel free to contact any of us, and we will try to see how to bring them on to the group. And well, the transition document from the naming community will be presented directly from the community to the U.S. government. And that's also important. Well, our survey was announced in October 2014. We have the CCTLD world list that reaches all the CCTLD managers, and we try to post as many updates on this list as possible without making you all tired of getting emails from us. But the result of the survey, I think, we'll also post on this list. It's very easy to do the survey. You can open a browser and do it with, we have SurveyMonkey, and there's a link in this one. If you have any questions, you of course are free to ask during this webinar, but you can also contact me or Peter van Roster, who's helping us with the survey. He's not responsible for it, but he's kindly agreed to help us out with any questions. And he also answered, I know you, Chris, had a lot of questions regarding the survey on the list, and that's been sent also to the CCTLD world list, the answers to those questions. And, well, as I say, please answer the survey and do it before the 12th of November. And feel free to email any of the CCTLDs that are CCTLD members in the CWG. You can send us an email. I listed the email addresses. And I don't know, Christina, this presentation, can we make that available on some part?
Yes, absolutely.
So, but where will we make it?
We'll post it, say, and the other ones, we'll post it on the ISTAC website and put an announcement on the homepage of the CCNSO website.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good. Thank you. Yes, so, this was my the first presentation, and thank you for listening to that. I will go through the survey, too. Please, as I said, feel free to ask any questions if you have it during the presentation or the survey presentation. Christina, could you please put up the survey? I have the English version because that's the only one I understand. So the others are done in Spanish, and I can't remember if it's done in another, in French or some. But on the other webinars. As I said, please answer before November 12th. But if we go through the survey, well, the first, of course, we'd like to know who you are, and we ask if the INF is currently operated by ICANN under contract of the U.S. government. What do you like it to be done in the future? And there you can choose between three solutions, or you can state another one that you have. This is more to find out what do you think it overall should be, how it should be operated. And then we have 5.1 that was actually questioned by the list, and I know someone, some people have talked about some of our questions being leading questions, and if it is, I'll excuse, but it's, and I think if people find we should put in other, you have boxes to fill out and to put in other solutions. The only thing is that we'd like you to specify what you want instead of what we have proposed. It's not that it's a proposal. It's more than it's more that we need to get some thoughts started in the survey. So I don't. I hope we are not too leading in our questions. But there was one. Is there a need? The question 5.1. Is there a need for an external IANA oversight mechanism? And there was a question. What was this? Why is this question here? And it's more that the IANA function today is divided into two. There is an oversight function that is on all the transactions. And the question is simply, do we need to have a function that, does this role need to be replaced by a new institution, or don't we need any oversight of the oversight of the transaction oversight? And I see Chris, you are saying that your concern is not leading questions, but more than some of these questions out of scope. Okay, maybe we can take that after, or if you want to take it now, you can raise your hand. But I think it's important to have the discussion if we think some of them are out of scope. And then
about it when you're ready. There's no rush.
No rush. Okay, we'll take it in the end then. We have 5.2. That's the other part of the IANA oversight mechanism today, and that NTIA is having, and that is that the contractual oversight. And well, today NTIA is in charge of this, but do we need to replace that role too? And do we need to have a mechanism where a contract can be cancelled and reassigned in event of breach, or how do we ensure contractual compliance? Are we going to have a contract with IANA? So it's meant in an open way. And number six is if an oversight is to be established, who should represent the CCTLD's interest in such a mechanism? And, well, that is to ask all your CCTLD managers, is there another oversight of the IANA stewardship that should there be one, and what do you prefer? And I know in the CWG group there's a lot of discussion about have we agreed on an oversight or not? Do we need an oversight? And I don't know. It's a question that depends on, of course, the solution chosen. But it's very interesting to hear what are the concerns of the CCTLDs. Is it that we need an oversight? Is it that an oversight needs to be fast reacting? Or what is it that's your concerns in general? The other question is, there was a question 8 that was, is it important to keep policy functions separate from IANA functions? And this was also questioned because it's not that IANA should make any policies for the CCTLDs. We are well aware of that every CCTLD run their own policies. But there will be crossovers where you will have policies made by ICANN or whatever is gonna that will affect you as a CCTLD. And I know that Peter van Rust in his email put in the IDN procedures as one of the areas where you see that actually an ICANN policy has influence on a CCTLD. So this is meant that should there be a policy, be a separation of the policy-making functions from the IANA functions? And this is taking out your own policy-making because that's still your own, the CCTLD that decides on this. And then we have question 9 about the ultimate authority for entries in the IANA database. And, that's also today that the NTIA are actually the final oversight. And therefore, is there a need for the ultimate authority for entries? If so, should there be, who should be this authority? And I think in this it's very important because this is where we differ from the GTLDs in a big way too. Like in the 8, we're doing the policy, we're doing the request on our own, and the rules for how we should do it are made in our own country, not the procedures, of course, but who can do it is decided by the country, the internet community in the country, or whatever the structure is within the CCTLD. And that's where every CCTLDs are different, because I come from Denmark, I have a law that is setting down the framework for how I can work. So for me, it's very easy. I have to comply with the law. Others might have the internet communities. A third party might be different by the government running the CCTLD. So how do we solve this? And then we have question number 10. If the IANA operator does not perform well or abuses its position, how should we have the opportunity to appeal? This is meant in a broad sense, and it is, of course, you will have very important issues as redelegation. I know it's named differently now, but but I can't remember what we call revocation or redelegation. Also, if they don't comply to, if we have a service level agreement, what should we, what should be the appeal mechanism here? There is issues that can be dealt with maybe internally within IANA, or others might be a more serious redress function we need. We need to find out how this should be. And, well, 11 is for the discussion of the IANA management. Should the GTLDs and CCTLDs be considered a single group? And as I touched upon before, there are different rules for GTLDs and CCTLDs, or different needs and requirements. So should that also be mirrored in the discussion of how IANA management is to be formed? Well, we have number 12, the most appropriate forum for developing objective technical standards for IANA. And there are functions that are known, IETF, IANA, ICANN, CCNSO. I think we didn't have any real questions for this, I don't recall. And I think there hasn't been any more questions for 13, 14, 15, and 16. Well, 16 is any other comments, and that's where you can put in all comments that you don't think were covered in the survey. So I don't know if there's any other questions for the last parts of the survey. And Peter and Paul, you were co-writers on this. Do you have any other things to add?
Hi, Lisa. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Yes, maybe one small item, and that is on question 12, the appropriate forum. It was indeed a question from Chris.
Sorry.
That refers to the standards that were set by the NTIA. I think there is also another aspect to that. Maybe it's not properly covered in the way this question is formulated. Mm-hmm. And it is on technical standards that IANA applies to check whether the changes comply with additional security settings. And those that have been following the tech lists about 6 months ago might have picked up on an issue where there was some confusion on whether IANA rules on AS servers were, how these rules have been put in place. It took some CCTLDs by surprise that as a result of that were restricted in how they could reshape their network. And that was an example that came to mind when thinking about these technical standards. And we should have been more clear, I think, in the questions, but I recommend the group to take that into account when looking at the answers, that the technical standards could actually mean two things. The technical standards under which IANA operates, and then the technical standards that they apply in verifying the change requests.
Okay. Thank you, Peter. I can see that Paul Kane has no microphone, so he cannot do any additions to what's been said. But Peter, did you have any more for the others or only for the 12?
No, I think you covered the other questions that we received quite well for the other questions. Anyway.
Okay. And, well, Chris, you had a comment. Do you want to raise it in the group?
Thanks very much. It's only just that the concern that I expressed in my note was I'm more than happy to answer questions in a survey. I don't have a problem. But I'm slightly concerned about the fact that some of these questions, or at least on some interpretations of these questions, the answers go to stuff that is not relevant to the joint working group and is very much a CCTLD thing. And I'm just slightly concerned, A, that we avoid mission creep, which is a and therefore it's important to make the statement that stuff about delegation and redelegation is not in scope, and B, that the answers to those questions, which are incredibly important for the work that the CCTLDs need to do on their own in respect to how we're going to deal with revocation, delegation, and so on, and whether we need some form of appeals mechanism, some kind of final place to go if all else fails to make sure that a revocation is the right thing to do. We're very careful that those answers don't get lost in the discussions of what effectively are joint discussions on service level agreements and the things that are joint between the C's and the G. So I was slightly concerned about the parts of this survey that seem to deal with stuff that wasn't, within the ambit of the CWG. But I'm more than happy to accept that I've misunderstood or misinterpreted. But that was my concern.
Okay, thank you, Chris. I agree that that some of the issues are specific for the CCTLDs, but and I agree that the CWG is not going to deal with that specific problem that the framework of interpretation is raising. But I think the solution that we're going to end up with needs to take into account that a situation like what the framework of interpretation raises as an issue can arise. So the structure needs to be in place, and that needs to be addressed, I think, by the CWG. Only the structure that can handle situations like this.
Sorry, Lisa, what can you be a little bit more specific about what you mean by structure?
Well, for me, structure is do you need a redress mechanism or to take care of policy issues? And that's because whatever we decide in the CWG, in my opinion, is going to be might not address that how a redress function should look like, but in order to have the separation of policies and a choice for the for a CCTLD operator to complain over a decision made by IANA should be addressed now. So
why is it the CWG's job to look at how CCTLD would deal with a problem on an issue, on any issue other than a service level? The CWG's role, I thought, and again, if I'm wrong, fine, but I thought the CWG's role was to deal with those issues that were joint between the G's and the C's, and those go almost exclusively, I would argue, to general service level, stuff like that. You could argue that the structure of IANA is part of that, I agree. You could argue that the discussion on functional or structural separation should take place in CWG because functional and structural separation have an effect on both sides. But the concept that the CWG itself would make a decision about whether CCTLDs need some sort of redress mechanism to deal with delegation and revocation issues makes no sense to me, because that's something that the CCTLD should be doing on their own. It's got nothing to do with GTLDs, with the GNSO, or for that matter, with any of the other parties involved in the ICANN structure. It's purely a CCTLD matter.
Yeah, Keith raised his hand, so I'll let him and Peter go before I answer you. Okay, Keith?
Hi there, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, anyway.
Right. You're touching on a really interesting point here, Chris and Risha. The ICG is required to produce one or two proposals from the names community, whether that, or, and the proviso that it's one or two was if there is no chance of producing a combined proposal from the names community, that there would be one from the CCs and one from the Gs. My view, I think the only way we will handle this properly all the way through is that we could potentially agree a whole lot of stuff that applies roughly equally to the CCs and Gs in terms of the service level requirements for the normal functioning of the IANA contract, but that there would be an Annex A for the CCTLDs and an Annex B for the GTLDs, which refers to the specific requirements of each of those communities. And I think so what we're talking about here is potentially Annex A, which probably doesn't have much to do with the cross-community working group and has a heck of a lot more to do with the CCTLD community at large. So in a way, I think the survey is doing its role in terms of stimulating the knowledge and understanding of issues that every CCTLD manager will have to make when they're evaluating the final proposals. So, I hope that wasn't too rambling and provides some clarification, but it's certainly not clear in my mind how we should proceed anyway.
Okay. Well, Keith, just a short question. So the annexes, is that going to be a part of the proposal in your view, or it's going to be done outside of the CWG?
Oh, no, it absolutely must be part of the proposal. Whether the CWG feels that it can split into its own community, though, and deal with the G stuff. I mean, the GTLDs will have their issues relating to the ICANN contracts that they have and their obligations to WIPO for dispute resolution and all those sorts of things. How they'll do that for themselves, I don't know. And how we as the CCTLD community will deal with the issues that are unique to us, I'm not really sure. If you think the CWG can break into sub-themes to address those issues, then that's fine. But the first priority, I think, is to get people aware that these are the live issues and then start to seek the solution. excuse me, and I think there's also a lot of issues we just will not resolve in the time frame for the IANA transition. For example, there's retirement of CCTLDs for which there is no policy. Now, recognising that's a CCTLD unique situation and recognising that there's no policy, all we can hope to do is raise the issue that there needs to be a policy and perhaps raise and address some of the fundamental principles that should be included in that policy as part of the transition, but we will never get to actually doing a policy development process in the time available.
Okay. Well, thank you, Keith, for that clarification. Peter Van Rossum?
Thank you, Lisa. Yes, very briefly. I understand what Chris is saying, and obviously there is the scope of the work of the CWG is very limited. But I think it would be a missed opportunity if in the survey we did not help the five CCTLD reps understand the broader interests of the CCTLD community. Even if it's only to think of it as a, I think of it as a kind of placeholder within that structure that they will come up with. I mean, this is a part that CCTLDs will be dealing with, but in order to make sure that there is room in that structure for that part that CCTLDs will be dealing with in whatever shape or form, they need already to understand how CCTLDs think and feel about this. Most of these questions have come up time and time again in the discussions in the regional organizations, whether it was in Center or recently in Brisbane at APTLD or AFTLD. I think LACTLD is having that discussion probably right at the moment, well, at least this week. They've also come up in the CCNSO. These are questions on the CCTLD's minds. Let them give them the opportunity to express that, but then indeed be careful with how to interpret those results, and in particular what to do with it within the context of the CWG. Some of that stuff is indeed CCTLDs only and should not form the focus of a mixed group. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter. Paul Kane is next.
Hear me? Sure.
Paul?
Okay, good. I'll use the telephone then. I'm trying to work out my microphone. Apologies to everyone. I think Chris touches on a good point in that we need to be careful to make sure that the various models that the group of five put into the process is limited in scope, but more accurately reflecting the needs of the CC manager community. What I have learned, I, as you know, have been out of the ICANN world for some years now, many years, in fact, and what I am surprised about by other members of the group is their fundamental lack of knowledge of how CCs differ from GTLDs. So the purpose of the survey is really to give us a better understanding of what CC managers are thinking, but in addition, to give us real facts. So if and when GTLD community members take issue with a specific issue that we raise, we actually have the facts to support it. Or if they try, as is happening unfortunately on the list, they're going into minutiae detail and certainly out of scope. One of the things that I am raising at the moment on the list is there is a desire by some to have the IANA as a completely independent legal entity not domiciled within the legal jurisdiction of California. Now, that is so far out of scope that when I raised it yesterday as being out of scope, some agreed, but most wanted to continue on the path of having a separate entity. I believe, and it'd be interesting to see what the survey brings back, but I believe that having IANA as a separate entity would be a wrong thing to do. It should be operated as a separate unit within ICANN. But the purpose of the survey is to see what other managers are thinking, and then to draft the reports accordingly. So yes, it might be a little broad. There might be some confusion, which is why we're holding the webinars. But the idea is to go out, get as much data in as we can to find out what CC managers would like in the respective models. There are probably three models. I don't know how many models, but in the multiple models, and then to come back and have proper input into this process of transitioning the IANA function to effectively the multi-stakeholder model.
Oh, Thank you, Paul. And I see Chris, you raised your hand.
Thanks, Lisa. I'm going to have to go in a second because I've got another call. I just want to agree with what Paul just said. I think that's fine. I don't have a problem with the survey being used to ask a wide range of questions. My concern was to get clarity around that, to make sure that everybody understood that some of those questions are questions that are relevant to the CCTLD community in isolation, for want of a better term, rather than relevant to the work of the CWG. I didn't want us to end up in a situation where discussions were taking place in the CWG that should actually be taking place in the CCTLD community rather than the CWG. So on the basis that, you know, we've got clarity around what's in and out of scope, very, very happy to have wider questions asked. You know, I might have some queries and disputes about the tones of the questions or the way that they're phrased. I think you suggested earlier on, Lisa, that there was, you know, some people might think some of the questions were leading. I think you get that in most surveys anyway. You know, as long as people are aware of that, it's fine. But as long as we're clear that, you know, there is stuff in here that is relevant specifically to the work that the CCTLDs need to do rather than to work that the CWG needs to do, then fine. And let's proceed as quickly as we can. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. And before you leave, I just have one short comment to you and what Keith raised, because you're saying that this should be done outside the CWG, and I have absolutely no problem with this. But as Chris mentioned, this should be an annex for the actual proposal being brought forward.
He's talking about process, I think, yeah.
I think the CCTLD community are in a big hurry getting this done, because this is going to be put forward on late January. And is there any group taking care of this, or do you think that the five members should be the initiators of this?
I asked the CCs in Los Angeles when we had a gathering to get their act together to start moving on this. Keith, did you have any thoughts about the best way to move this forward? I mean, some of this, just before, sorry to interrupt myself effectively, you know, Keith mentioned the thing about retirement, for example. We're not going to be able to solve everything, but what the CC community needs to do, and it's not the CCNSO on its own, it's the CCTLD community, which includes the CCNSO. What the CCTLD community needs to do, at the very least, is to come up with a list of issues that we can't necessarily solve between now and the quote, deadline, unquote, but issues that we acknowledge need to be solved, and get buy-in from ICANN, an understanding from ICANN, and possibly a formal recognition from ICANN in some form of letter or MOU or something, that these issues, and retirement is the most obvious example, will be dealt with within a reasonable period of time, post-transition, guided by the work of the CCTLDs. But that doesn't actually answer your question, which is more specific, how do we start the work? And on that score, I think the CC community itself needs to start to do the work, but Keith would have a better handle on that than I would.
Okay, well, thank you, Chris, for your comment. Yeah, Keith?
Yeah, look, I'll agree with Chris, and I think probably the first point is for a meeting of the CCTLD members of the CWG, as in the members and the participants, and have a discussion so that firstly we're not duplicating work between the ICG and the CWG, and secondly that we're not allowing gaps between what we're doing and so on. So maybe that the best thing we can do is actually have an exploratory call and discussion between the closed group. I think the thing that we have to be quite strong and precious about is that we don't want to get pressure from the G community to bend or sway any of the things that are critical to our CCPLD community. So this is something that we need to resolve. And how we do that is in our hands. And there's no suggestion from the CCNSO Council that there should be a lead taken within the CCNSO, because this is broader than the CCNSO. This is a CCTLD issue. So I think if those members on the CWG on this call are happy, then perhaps we should be looking to broker that call sooner than later.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, we need to do that. But that's actually another issue. This I'd like to get back to the survey again before we end this call, because we have 4 minutes left. Are there any other questions to the survey? I know now we've discussed the reasoning behind the survey and the scope of what the CWG is doing. So I hope everyone's got a sense of what we need the survey for and what we can't use the survey for. And I think the five members, we will try and get hold of you, Keith, and some other people, and try and find out a way to reach out to the community regarding the annex we've been talking about. So any other questions regarding the survey or the CWG? Don't see anyone. Okay, but thank you everyone for joining this webinar, and thank you for clarifications and comments, and I really hope you will answer the survey in order to give us as much information to work with as possible. So I'll end this webinar with a have a nice day, evening, morning, wherever you are. And there will be other webinars. There's one later this afternoon for LACTLD. So.
And in addition, tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. UTC as well for the APTLD region. And I believe on the 6th as well.
Thank you, Bart. Okay, everyone, have a nice day. And this is the end of the webinar. Bye.